Thank you. Sequoia-cal, that I could preach the green brown woods to all the juiceless world, descending from this divine wilderness like a John the Baptist, eating Douglas squirrels and wild honey, or wild anything, crying,
Repent, for the kingdom of Sequoia is at hand.
Thank you. people of God, in the season of Advent, it is our responsibility and joy to prepare ourselves to hear once more the message of the angels, to go to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in a manger. Let us hear and heed in Holy Scripture the story of God's loving purpose from the time of our rebellion against him until the glorious redemption brought to us by his holy child, Jesus. And let us look forward to the yearly remembrance of his birth with hymns and songs of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of his whole world, for peace and justice on earth, for the unity and mission of the church for which he died, and especially for his church in our country and in this city. And because he particularly loves them, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and little children, as well as those who do not know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, let us remember before God his pure and lowly mother, and that whole multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in Jesus we are one forevermore. And now, to gather all these petitions, let us pray in the words which Christ himself has taught us, saying, Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ, give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of Angels bring us all. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The man and the woman heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike her head, and you will strike his heel." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
By forces seemingly antagonistic and destructive, Nature accomplishes her beneficent design. Now a flood of fire, now a flood of ice, now a flood of water. And again, in the fullness of time, an outburst of organic life. This grand show is eternal. It is always sunrise somewhere. The dew is never all dried at once. A shower is forever falling, vapor ever rising. Eternal sunrise, eternal sunset, eternal dawn and gloaming on seas and continents and islands, each in its turn as the round earth rolls.
Tasting.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy, while cares will drop off like autumn leaves. Fears vanish as soon as one is fairly free in the wilderness.
Thank you.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We are often told that the world is going from bad to worse, sacrificing everything to mammon. But a righteous uprising in defense of God's trees in the midst of exciting politics and wars is telling a different story, and every sequoia, I fancy, has heard the good news and is waving its branches for joy. Wrongs done to trees, wrongs of every sort, are done in the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. For when light comes, the heart of the people is always right.
Reading from the book of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We all flow from one fountain soul. All are expressions of one love. God does not appear and flow out only from narrow chinks and round bored wells here and there in favored places. But he flows in grand, undivided currents, shoreless and boundless over creeds and forms and all kinds of civilizations and peoples and beasts, saturating all and fountainizing all.
Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Every camp of men or beasts has this glorious starry firmament for a roof. In such places, standing alone on the mountaintop, it is easy to realize that whatever special nests we make, leaves and moss like the marmots and birds, or tents or piled stone, we all dwell in a house of one room, the world with the firmament for its roof, and are sailing the celestial spaces without leaving any track. Only by going alone in silence, without baggage, can one truly get into the heart of the wilderness. All other travel is mere dust and hotels and baggage and chatter.
Thank you.
A reading from the Gospel of John. There was a man sent to God, from whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world, and the world became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Way is, first of all, a word that designates a feature of the landscape, a road, a path. Whatever else the way involves, it begins by putting our feet on the ground so we can walk someplace and pay attention while walking to what is beneath and around us. Spirituality begins in place. All love, all worship, all believing, all obedience occurs in place. The life of the Spirit is as much about geology and geography as it is about theology and prayer.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful how completely everything in wild nature fits into us, as if truly part and parent of us. The sun shines not on us, but in us. The rivers flow not past, but through us, thrilling, tingling, vibrating every fiber and cell of the substance of our bodies, making them glide and sing. The trees wave and the flowers bloom in our bodies as well as our souls, and every bird song, wind song, and tremendous storm song of the rocks in the heart of the mountains is our song, our very own, and sings our love. The song of God sounding on forever. So sure and pure and universal is the harmony, it matters not where we are, where we strike in. On the wild lowland plains, we care not to go to the mountains, and on the mountains, we care not to go to the plains. But as soon as we are absorbed in the harmony, plain, mountain, calm, storm, lilies and sequoias, forests and meads are only different strands of a many-colored light, are one in the sunbeam.
May Almighty God, by whose providence our Savior Christ came among us in great humility, sanctify you with the light of his blessing and set you free from all sin.
Amen.
May he whose second coming in power and great glory we await make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and constant in love.
Amen.
May you who rejoice in the first advent of our Redeemer, at his second advent be rewarded with unending life.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.